Now, for some of America's lowest paid workers, the new year means a pay raise. Some states set their own minimum wages above the federal rate of $7.25 an hour, and the minimum pay is going up in at least 8 states. Washington State just broke the $9 an hour barrier, raising old questions about whether minimum wages make sense, especially at a time of high unemployment. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Like several other states, Washington's minimum wage is indexed to the cost of living. And this year, the formula has raised the statewide minimum from $8.67 to $9.04 an hour. Zach Colon is just out of college, and while he prepares for grad school, he works as a chef. And he says that extra 37 cents an hour will make an appreciable difference to his weekly income.
$10-$15 is like 2 meals. Any raise is like big.
But for Colon's boss, that raise is an unwelcome financial burden. Skylar Riley is a young entrepreneur. 2 years ago, this 20-something opened his own restaurant, Rain and Ribs, just outside Seattle.
You want any spicy on the side?
Yeah, please.
And even though he owns the place, Riley also works the till.
With your payroll, you know, you can operate a lot yourself. You can certainly cut hours in a way that you physically use your own two hands. But, you know, when you're raising the payroll cost of an hourly minimum wage, that's definitely not helping.
Pro-business groups in Washington State say $9 an hour may prove to be a tipping point, a kind of sticker shock that could discourage employers from hiring more people. There's even a theory that the state's minimum wage, which is counted separately from tips, may explain the understaffing and lousy service at some Seattle restaurants. It's Econ 101. The more you raise the price of something, employment in this case, the less of it there'll be.
I don't think there's any sensible economist who thinks you could double the minimum wage and not throw a lot of people out of work.
That's David Newmark, director of the Center for Economics and Public Policy at UC Irvine. There is a debate, he says, over the effect of incremental raises for the small group of largely unskilled workers who earn the minimum wage.
The consensus from a lot of studies that I've surveyed, including my own, says that a 10% increase in the minimum reduces employment of those very low-skilled groups by about 1 to 2%.
Keep in mind that's 1 to 2% of the people earning minimum wage, and they make up only about 5% of the national workforce. So the job losses are pretty tiny. Defenders of the minimum wage say it's even less than that. They point to a couple of recent studies that show zero net job loss. David Cooper, an analyst with the Pro-Labor Economic Policy Institute, says the minimum wage is especially necessary now.
When you have lines of the unemployed around the corner looking for jobs, there's no real pressure for employers to raise wages.
And in this age of Occupy Wall Street, Cooper says pushing up that wage floor is one way to address growing income inequality.
Increases in the minimum wage are essentially a shift from corporate profits to low-wage employees. And we know that low-wage employees spend more of their money. They're going to spend essentially every penny they get. So that increased demand is going to result in, you know, more economic activity and even potentially more jobs.
Still, economists on both sides tend to agree that the minimum wage itself is not that big a factor for America's working poor. For one thing, many of the people earning the minimum wage aren't poor at all. They're teenagers or middle-class part-timers looking for some extra income. The working poor tend to earn more. They have to if they're supporting a family. For them, the benefit of recent minimum wage hikes has been relatively small, especially when compared to other anti-poverty programs, such as the federal Earned Income Tax Credit. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.